Excellency Dr. Afa Abdoulaye Seck, Minister of Agriculture and Rural Infrastructure, Republic of Senegal, Honorable Ministers present, Dr. Harold Roy Macaulay, Director General of Africa Rice, representatives of the African Union Commission and NEPAD, Dr. Serge Marie Wilson, representative of the African Development Bank, distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Mr. Graziano da Silva, the Director General of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, let me congratulate the partners who have organized this high-level ministerial conference on rice development in Africa, and sincerely thank the government and people of the Republic of Senegal for hosting it. I also bring warm greetings to you all from Mr. Bukar Tijani, the Assistant Director General and Regional Representative for Africa, who would have loved to be here, but due to unforeseen circumstances, he couldn't. I perhaps at this point wish to take the liberty of making an announcement. Of course, his absence has nothing to do with this, but I think it is good news that I wish to talk about. Mr. Bukar Tijani, the Assistant Director General and Regional Representative for Africa, who has been championing the causes of agricultural transformation in Africa, has been appointed last week as the Assistant Director General for Agriculture and Consumer Department of FAO at the headquarters. Thank you. I did not seek his permission to make this announcement. I didn't tell him, but I think he's not going to be my boss, so he can do nothing about it if he doesn't like it. It has been a privilege for FAO to have been one of the key partners in support of the efforts of countries in their noble goals towards achieving self-sufficiency in rice. We should be encouraged by the fact that a number of countries, including our host Senegal, have been witnessing a significant increase in rice production over the last few years. I wish to seize this opportunity to congratulate and commend those African leaders and partners for their leadership and commitment in making this significant progress. I wish to make particular mention of His Excellency Dr. Papsek, who is our host. Of course, it is not going to be easy to talk about any unique new thing about rice development in Africa. As you know, he was leading the African Rice as Director General before he became Minister of Agriculture here. And therefore, if Senegal has registered significant and encouraging progress on rice development, it's not without reason. Any positive development requires commitment, political will, effective leadership. If you don't have that, you're not going to expect any results. So what we see in Senegal has to do with these kinds of effective leadership, but I would also like to add, Dr. Roy Macaulay has alluded to the decision of the African Union not only to identify rice as a strategic commodity, but also as a special one, and therefore to have a special session of the summit on rice and for them to request their ministers, the ministers of agriculture, to have a high-level meeting on rice. This also did not come by accident. His Excellency President of Senegal, in his role as the chairman of the NEPAD Coordinating and Orientation Committee, has been providing this leadership. And therefore, I would like to congratulate the leadership of Senegal, broadly, but more particularly our minister for their commitment and leadership. Countries that have successfully increased their rice production attributed it to effective leadership of government in putting in place the right policies, strategies, and appropriate and adequate institutional mechanisms, such as, for example, the national rice platforms that have facilitated enhanced investment and effective coordination of multi-stakeholders in the rice sector. The national platforms, as you know, have been an important feature of rice policy reform, bringing together wide range of stakeholders, including seed producers, farmers, women groups, and others who have received support on business plan development. The encouraging success that have been achieved in increased rice production is also a proof and demonstration that with effective leadership and political will, as well as concerted efforts of all stakeholders, nothing could stop us from achieving not only self-sufficiency in rice, but also the goal of ending hunger in Africa. At the same time, such a success should not hide the fact that still there are significant challenges to be met. More than one half, more than 50% of the 43 rice producing countries in Africa are net rice importers, with varying degrees ranging between 10% and as high as 93%. So we have some countries who are importing 93% of rice to meet domestic consumption. At the same time, they are producers of rice. Evidences indicate that in 2015 alone, African countries have imported about 36% of their rice requirements. And this claimed over $4 billion. The projections, and this is per annum, per year, the projections for 2020 do not seem to significantly change that grim prospect, only that the drain on foreign exchange earning to foot the import bills are expected to exacerbate by rising to $4.8 billion annually. With the rapid rate of increase of demand for rice consumption in Africa, which is estimated to be growing at about 5.5% per year, the only option for achieving self-sufficiency in rice would be to sustain a higher rate of production and productivity along the whole rice value chain. We now know that this is how other countries, in particular Asian countries, have done it. Self-sufficiency in rice for Africa will be strategic, and it will be consequential, not just in terms of meeting consumption requirements locally, but also through its multiplier effects, through reallocating the much needed foreign exchange earnings and investing it in rice industry. Now, I'm talking about rice industry with a reason. That will create value and expand employment opportunities for the youth and women. As you know, self-sufficiency in rice can be seen as an aspect of import substitution industrialization. And we cannot achieve self-sufficiency unless we have the industry. If there is no industry, we cannot achieve self-sufficiency. And if we cannot protect that industry, it will only make matters worse. It is precisely cognizant of this that FAO continues to support regional and national efforts on sustainable intensification of rice production along the value chain. FAO is actively consolidating partnerships with regional and global development partners to support the transformation of Africa's rice sector by boosting productivity, by strengthening rice value chains, and supporting improved coordination of regional markets. FAO collaborates with other organizations such as the Africa Development Bank, at Africa Rice, the International Rice Research Institute, IRI, CAR, IFAD, and others to promote and disseminate best practices on rice available to countries. These partnerships have contributed to improvements in seeds, in post-harvest management, in irrigation and productivity and technology adoption. However, there is still a need to further strengthen partnerships and collaboration among technical and donor partners at the country level, not only to meet the stated goal of self-sufficiency, but also to enhance mutual accountability for results. FAO is optimistic that enhanced leadership and increased investment by African governments in the rice sector would help sustain the momentum towards the attainment of rice self-sufficiency and the creation of gainful employment for the youth and women along the entire rice value chain. It's my hope that the high-level meeting provides further guidance for strengthening synergies and effective collaboration between national governments, development partners, the private sector, and producer organizations so that Africa's rice sector can achieve its full potential as a platform for regional agricultural growth and rural transformation. I thank you for your kind attention.